This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Nuruddin Lemo. I'm your host, and with us to discuss on the role of parents, particularly in this rapidly changing society where we don't know a lot about the friends of our children. We would like to get advice for what parents should do. What would be the three most important pieces of precious advice our Sheikh Idris Hamisa, who's a counselor, he's a coach and consultant in personal development, organizational growth and Islamic education from South Africa. So I'd like to start, Brother Idris Hamisa. What would be the three most precious pieces of advice you would give to parents who are facing challenges with their children?
You know, I thank you so much for the question, because today I find also a huge hiatus between parents and the children. It's almost two different worlds. The world of anxiety of parents and almost the Disney world of children, a world of fantasy, the cyber bubble, the virtual world. I would say the first important and fundamental thing is parents need to connect with the children emotionally. That children need to feel the love of the parents. Children need to know that my father, my mother, they love me. They tell me this because they care for me. And when children understand that, then what happens, the father and mother, in a sense, becomes almost like the externalized conscience. It's a reminder to them of what the purpose in their life is. When I speak to many a youth, and I ask them this question, when last did you hug your father and your mother? Many of them cannot remember. And as a result, no matter what you do, it's not so much giving your children things, but doing things with them. So the first one, to connect with them emotionally. The second one is to get involved activities with your children so that they get to know you. It is said, I came across a story, when one father said, or rather one son said, that I had over 10,000 breakfasts with my father. I cannot remember any one of those experiences. It was almost like mechanical, like a zombie. You're sitting there, not connecting. There's no emotional connection, no spiritual connection. So the first is emotional. The second is to do things with your children, play with them. Because it is said, in a home where family plays together, prays together, and eats together, stays together. Very important. So if you can do that, it will make a huge difference. The third important aspect is this. Communication is the recurring theme. When your child can come up to you, your son comes up to you and tells you, Daddy, this is what I went through in life. What, this is my challenge I face. Instead of you sermonizing and lecturing to him, allow him to speak what's in his heart. Because as psychologist said, revealing is healing. Because if you are not going to listen to them, if you're going to chastise them, then they'll go outside to someone else who's not really concerned about his wholesome development, who may have an insidious intention. So it's very, very important that we create the environment where children can express their feelings, when they can celebrate with each other, and that is very, very fundamental.
So what you're saying is, firstly, connect emotionally with the children. Show feelings and let them know you care. Do things with the children so that they see various sides of you and understand you better, and vice versa. And the third one is to create an enabling environment, a safe space where children feel safe enough to express sincerely how they feel, so that at least, I guess, you have a pulse on their temperature and you know how things are going on.
In fact, you know, just to add this, when I conduct workshops throughout the world, when I talk to the youth and I ask them, what would you do differently as a father? What would you do differently as a mother? And they tell me the same two things throughout. They say, I would love my child more and I would communicate more with my child. And they say communicate, they're not necessarily saying the father speaking. Communication also means sometimes we listen with empathy to our children. And if we can do that, it is excellent. I have no doubt in such a home, there'll be harmony. In such a home, you find there would be togetherness. In such a home, there would be a cohesive, a coherent family.
And I guess such a character of a parent would itself be exemplary for such a son.
Absolutely, because as they say, Nuruddin, an apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Inshallah, until next time. Thank you, Brother Idris Hamisa. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.